This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Tomorrow, the first Tuesday in November, is Election Day. Although you'd hardly know it in Sonoma County this year, the only offices up for grabs are seats on the Recreation and Park districts in Camp Meeker and Monterio. There are also school board seats for coastal districts in Marin and Mendocino counties that stretch over the county line at both ends of Sonoma, but that's it for us. Both those counties, however, have more going on, including a hotly contested local initiative in the Ukiah area.
Measure A would allow a company known as Developers Diversified Realty to rezone an old industrial site here in the Ukiah Valley. They want to build about an 800,000 square foot mall. They got tired of trying to push it through the county and decided to put it right on the ballot.
Casey Meadows is editor of the Ukiah Daily Journal, which has been closely following the debate over the project, named Mendocino Crossings. It was a key issue in last year's county supervisor races, in which two candidates who campaigned against the mega mall were swept into office. But Meadows notes that the big shopping center does have its advocates within the local community.
A lot of the people in favor of it believe that the shopping is important because so many Mendocino County people now drive down to Santa Rosa to go to Costco and go to Target and some of those places, and that if we were to have that here, it would preserve the tax dollars for our community.
At the same time, she adds, there is considerable skepticism that those benefits would ever arrive.
DDR has been in the news recently because of its financial troubles. The DDR CEO last week said that they were mothballing any new mall projects. The DDR rep here in Mendocino County says we're not considered a new project, that we're a project already in production, but the opposition believes that that means this will never get built, even if this passes.
The Daily Journal has endorsed the no on A position, but Meadows anticipates a low voter turnout in an election with no other high-profile races will lead to a narrowly decided outcome. Meanwhile, to the south of us, Marin County has a plethora of local electoral contests.
We have 9 city council races, a few special purpose districts and school boards, and a College of Marin board race with 3 seats at stake.
Dick Spotswood, former mayor of Mill Valley and a longtime avid observer of the Marin political scene, says there is one overriding issue that is driving virtually all of these races.
Everybody's running out of money. And the sad thing is that almost none of the candidates are proposing thorough, methodical approaches to addressing the budget deficit. Any solutions are so politically painful that it's just almost taboo to mention them in the election. They fundamentally involve reducing public employment, potentially cutting salaries or cutting back services. And those are very difficult topics to bring up when you're running for office.
The only real fireworks in this campaign have gone off in San Rafael.
There's a fellow in San Rafael who's an activist named Jonathan Freeman. And Jonathan has a little extra money to spend, and he spends it on campaign hit pieces. He rarely spends money endorsing candidates, but he likes to spend $10,000 to $20,000 a year on really tough hit pieces. This year, he picked on a San Rafael council member, the more conservative fellow. It certainly benefits the more liberal candidates, but it's just, to me, debases the whole process.
The next lively election in Sonoma County is just another 2 weeks away, an attempt to recall Cotati City Councilman George Barrich. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.